Ready. Excuse me, but we're going to have to, or we are, we're not going to have to, but we are going to call our meeting to order. Everybody stand, we'll have a prayer and then the pledge, please. Would you pray with me? Father, we come before you once again and recognize our need for you, God, and ask for your help today in this meeting. Guide us, Lord, as we talk and listen, make decisions. Take us, Lord, where you want us to go, and we pray for those that we serve, that they would be blessed. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, ready for meeting minutes. Got February 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. Look all right to you guys?
Looks good to me.
Hey, yeah, I don't think I got all those.
Let's see.
I don't think I had. Did I get them all?
There's
all three in that.
There's four.
Four in that list. Well, I just missed a date on it then because I read what you gave me there. Mm-hmm. Everything was fine with that.
Okay.
I move that we approve a 2-8, 2-9, 2-10, and 2-11 meeting minutes.
I'll second that then.
Questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, next ready for accounts payable. And I believe there was also one journal, what am I remembering?
Journal entries?
Yep.
Rick?
I see a nod in there.
Oh, payroll from prosecutor was in there.
Okay.
Look all right, you guys?
Yeah.
How about motion?
I'll move that we do accounts payable and journal entries.
Second. Any questions or comments there? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, ready for public comment.
Michael Burdine.
Michael? Yeah, if you would come over here to the mic. And you're doing all right this morning. You okay?
Yeah, my comments mainly, you know, naturally boil back to where I live in Blue Ridge Road out there. Lived out there for years, and the property that I have out there I own outright. I own nothing on it, and I paid taxes in this state for about 20 years now. I was hoping maybe we could look at the area again and the road and the situation and all, and hopefully we come to some sort of, you know, resolvement on the road, because it's really bad out there. It's really getting quite dangerous. I mean, it's got a huge hole in it down at the bottom. You could park a tank in and cover up and not even see it. I've done a lot of work on the project. I surveyed both sides of the road and bought one piece of property so I could give the road easement down at the creek to the public, you know, so it could continue on, at least hopefully go to that point. And basically I'm just here for some positive, hopefully, influence on you guys, and I hope y'all will look at it again. If you need to look at any maps or anything, I brought them up so you can check them out. I think that kind of wraps it up for me. I just wanted to get some positive influence, positive words.
We usually don't reply back on public comment, but I would like to ask the question, were you in here, were you the gentleman that got it extended to the top of the hill to where we went to a hammerhead turnaround or a driveway? Did you come before us once before on?
I did. I was asking that you'd fix the rest of Blue Ridge Road, but it's come to me that the other past where I live, once you get down to creek, it's just too steep. They need to maybe think amongst themselves over there another way in. There's other alternatives for them, but I'd like to see it go to the bottom if that's even possible. I mean, I know money right now in the county is really short on funds for the roads and such. I have a map that shows the road that says it was a county road back in 98. Now, I'm not sure if that really means anything. I was hoping maybe just kind of look at it and maybe rethink it, you know.
Michael, excuse me, Frank, we really need to post this.
Okay.
Before we get into discussion on this, if you'd like to set a meeting a few days or something, check with our
later
office.
Later this week?
later this week, whatever works for you guys.
I work Thursdays and Fridays all day, so any other day other than Thursday, Friday.
Other than Thursday and Friday. Okay.
It won't be this week then.
Okay.
For next week,
yeah,
maybe.
We lost a day this week, and I'm in Jeff City tomorrow, so we can look for next week, though.
Next week, yeah.
If you all want to get with Nikki after the meeting, we can set something up, and we can have Frank there, too, and all.
Okay.
Right. I just wanted to make mention that there was a proposal to take in, I believe, about 425 or 475 feet just past Mr. Burdine's house, and there was some interpretation or thought that the commission had approved that, but in further review of the minutes, that was not the case. So we, I recall what you had talked about, Mr. Strahan, and in, like I say, in review of the minutes, that was not the case. So there's some misunderstanding about what went on there.
Okay, that's all I wanted to cover in public, and I didn't mean to get into the public comment conversation back and forth, but there was some research done on this, and that's what I was wanting to make sure that you were here for. So next week will be fine.
Then. All right.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you, Michael. Next.
James Strahan.
James.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I think the media has let us down as citizens of Taney County in not advertising. I know they're always into the comments of what an elected official does. I think they're always into looking at the agendas and staying on top of that. But I have not seen any publication or creation of a statement about what's fixing to happen to the citizens of Taney County, basically by throwing a few brochures up on our bulletin boards out here. and what I'm referring to here is the creation of a bureaucracy that is not justifiable to the citizens, which is the zoning ordinance that's fixing to be passed by our Planning and Zoning Department tonight at 7 o'clock. I happen to see that on the board out here. This has been going on since, I don't know, I touched on it last November or so, October. And with the assurances that there was going to be no harm done to anyone, that everybody was going to really live on and things was going to be cool. But it appears to me that it's just another touch on socialism that the citizens don't need. Never seen anything advertising public comment to our Planning and Zoning Board on what could happen to their lives with the passage of this. And if anyone here has seen it, would they please correct me, because I want to make my comments as just as I can. Now then, I understand we're going to create ourselves as many of the rural communities throughout the state of Missouri has done. Buchanan County I've heard mentioned, Clay County I've heard mentioned, and Greene County. I think if you check, those counties are tremendously larger than we are and doesn't have the rural aspect that we have. I got the first original draft of this document that was unharmful to the citizens of Taney County, and it was 88 pages. Now, I know it's been changed since then. I requested a revised copy of a document that wasn't going to be no harm to us last week, and I'm sure I'll get it. I know this has to come before this county commission for approval. I can see a political aspect setting up on it, political line. But I don't know, and it stems back to Stone County when the Supreme Court said some attorney could say what the voters' intent was 15 or 20 years ago when they adopted their zoning. They haven't even gotten it written yet. It's so complicated. So I hate to see Taney County fall under the same lines of, yes, we're going to get a group together. Part of them wasn't even here when planning and zoning was passed, and express the intent of the voter when it occurred. I think we have in place what the intent of the voter was when he voted back on planning and zoning. And I believe they were not totally happy with it. It's always a 50-50 split on planning and zoning votes, and we know that. So I'm very disturbed that this has not been brought to the public for public comment, a public hearing. And like I said, I have seen nothing in the newspapers, heard nothing on the radios, heard no advertising of this. And as hard as it was for me to get this draft, I believe it's understandable on why it hadn't hit the airways and out to the public. That's all I have to say. But I would encourage anyone that was opposed to this might show up tonight, but I think it's past the point of them even getting to speak about it. I know I heard one planning and zoning person when I came to the meeting said, we don't want to legislate. We're not legislators. Are we legislators? This is legislation. It's changing what property is or should be or in its current use. And it is legislation, and it's not our planning and zoning's department. It's not their cause to create legislation that will eventually be harmful to some citizens in this county. Thank you.
May I make a comment?
Sure.
Just for clarification, the agenda's on the website with the complete packet of information that's going to be discussed. The only thing being discussed right now is tonight is in a discussion, not in a voting format, is the zoning districts. The Stone County lawsuit obviously caused it for us to review our planning and zoning districts, and we have, as a commission last year, hired an engineering firm to do some preliminary planning of districting. And that's what's going to be discussed. There's no votes being taken on to change bylaws. That discussion is not taking place tonight. What the discussion regarding Aegis, which is, I believe, the document that James showed, is a very large document. They're going to take it off in bite-sized pieces, which is first and foremost is creating the zoning districts, which would be residential, commercial, industrial, things like that, agricultural. Not even identify them on the map, but actually trying to discuss how many districts we want. Do we want multiple commercial districts? Do we want a heavy and a light industrial? Do we want a single-family residential and multifamily residential? That's all the discussion tonight's going to be, is having a discussion on how many districts. I think the recommendations are we have had examples of up to 27 type of districts, districting that's done in other counties. We as a commission met last year toward the end of the year and talked about 13 different districts. And what they're going to do then is have an open discussion where public comment is always welcome to talk about how we would start redoing the districting.
The statutes require a public hearing anytime they vote to recommend a change to the county commission. Right. The county commission has to vote on it. So there would have to be a public hearing with 15 days notice and all that sort of thing prior to them taking any action at all.
Right. So this discussion tonight is strictly discussing the districting part of planning zoning, but not changing any of the existing rules whatsoever.
So are we clear? Because James thinks we're having a vote tonight.
No.
Planning and zoning is voting tonight.
No, can't
I
happen.
I got a phone call just before the meeting that we're having a vote tonight. But
can't happen by statute.
I pulled up the agenda, and it doesn't talk about a vote. It's talking about a discussion of zoning districts by Aegis, what Aegis has submitted. So
let's see what you got.
Well, we can do this. I mean, if you want to do it now or afterwards. Or
I'd like to see what the agenda says, because James is very certain that we're having a vote tonight. Can we get a copy of the agenda there? Donna, would you help us out?
It's probably on the board out there.
She's grabbing it, I think.
It can't happen. I mean, it can't. It'd be violating the statute.
There are six things on the agenda. First one is ordinance of Taney County Recorder requiring approval from Taney County Plan and for subdivision of land. Change in verbiage stating adherence to the new Taney County Road and Bridge Road Standards. Verbiage stating the Taney County Commission must have final vote on concerning land use changes granted by the Taney County Plan and Zoning Commission. Verbiage stating the Taney County Commission must have final vote concerning land use granted by Board of Adjustments. And then item number five is adding a section of the Division 3 Special Use Permit regarding nightly rentals. Number six is new cost-based fee schedule. That is the additional notes beyond the agenda. The agenda, I believe, states, Chuck's got it right there, minutes, approval for January 2010, code amendments, subcategories, fractional ownership, planning commission bylaws, and zoning districts.
And where he may have confused, every time right now that the planning and zoning, the way they're currently operating, approves a project, they're actually changing the districts. And the Stone County lawsuit indicated...
Hang on, James is visiting back there, and he's not going to know what you're saying.
I can hear everything you said.
The Stone County case indicated that that's legislation. They're not a legislative body, and that has to be approved by the county commission. So when they make a decision, as they're currently making decisions, they're saying we need to change because of the Stone County lawsuit to have the county commission approve these projects that we approve. Otherwise, the district hasn't been officially approved because it's legislation and not administrative when you change the districts. So basically, even if they stayed operating the same way that they are, they're saying that their decisions have to be approved by the county commission because of that lawsuit. That's all.
Okay.
Well, there is quite a bit of misunderstanding with what's being presented. 83-page document that I've not seen any revised copy of. An 83-page document that has some ridiculous stuff that, in general discussion, that all three members of the county commission says that part of it won't be in the final draft, that it'll have to be changed once it's adopted. I find that rather confusing myself, that we would adopt something and then try to take and make motions to withdraw certain parts that we didn't like after it was adopted. So there are some common sense elements to trying to set something into precedence. I myself find disgust in the fact that I've heard ever since I've been a county commissioner that there is not enough teeth in planning and zoning to get certain things done. Whenever I see small, simple things that can be carried out that aren't carried out when it comes to regulations of planning and zoning. And so for us to even consider an 83-page document that is something that Kansas City or St. Louis or someplace like that would have on the floor for a vote. I would like to see a revised, this has been some time since that, I don't know what the date is on that. Excuse me.
You have to have a draft before you...
The discussion is, we haven't had any discussion whatsoever from planning and zoning since the document was given to us. They've had weather, they've also had some other things. They have decided, in talking to Eddie, they have decided to try to address different segments of the document, So, I mean, there hasn't been any discussion, so therefore there can't be any vote unless we are going to approve it as it's presented, and we already know they're not going to, plus we have it posted. So there's a process to start the discussion of just districts tonight. But there is that 83-page document. I'll be surprised if it doesn't get substantially revised when the process is over, but this is just the first step that they are going to do, which is the districting and just talking about districts and what type of districts does the county, does Taney County need.
Any other comment on that issue? Frank.
Frank Preston. I sit on planning and zoning and intend on being here tonight. We are nowhere near adopting or calling for a vote on anything. A subcommittee was formed several weeks ago or months ago in regards to working out the details, and this document is far from being even close to presenting anything to the commission. You're right, the 83 pages is cumbersome, and there's a lot of things that people don't agree with. It was sort of boilerplate language taken from two or three other counties that we wanted to see if we could incorporate in Taney County. It's just a start. It's nowhere near a final document. And it was also requested by me several weeks ago that prior to us having these working meetings, of which February is generally the month we have one or two working meetings without the public being there, that I requested that all media be notified that these working meetings would be publicized so that we could have public input. Whether or not that happened, I do not know.
James, what I'm hearing is there's no vote tonight, and it's an open meeting. So if you got concerns, it's open public meeting. So bring your concerns to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Okay.
Rod Hershen.
Mr. Hershen.
Gentlemen, I came here for one purpose. I would like to also add a comment on Blue Ridge. For 8 years, I looked at Blue Ridge. It's a Western District road, and I've gone so far as to have the owner, foreman of a couple of our major road public businesses go look at the steepness of that hill from where we're talking about taking it to the bottom of the road or the valley. And I don't have any reason to pick on this gentleman or the folks over there, but I would ask you to do as I did and consider the safety of our road and bridge staff as they go and have to take material over specifically. I was told that the likelihood of a truck full of material lifting its bed up on that extreme slope and not tipping over would be rare. The folks I talked to were concerned about the safety of their drivers where they asked to perform the work. So just ask you all to consider that. The main reason I'm here is to address a lawsuit on Casey Road. And before Mr. Paulson stops us, I don't have the lawsuit. I'm not going to do anything other than address a couple of things that I understand are in there. I've heard from the media, who has a copy, that I was less than professional or unkind in my words to Great River Frank Preston, and in fact was allegedly or alleged to have coerced Mr. Strahan into siding on a decision that cost allegedly the Herring Group money. I want to publicly say I have tremendous respect for Great River Engineering to this day, for Mr. Preston and his judgment, and also for Mr. Strahan, but specifically, I would like to say publicly that I believe Mr. Danny Strahan is a man whose values do not let him, would not allow him to be coerced by anyone. That Mr. Strahan is independent and thinks through things, and the fact that it would be suggested that he would cow down to anyone is absurd. And I just wanted those things because what's alleged in the lawsuit, I understand, is different than that. I will go on to say that anything that I did as a commissioner, including this lawsuit, did in what I thought was the best interest of the citizens of the county. I think that I hope that you all proceed, and that's my last question, but I hope you proceed because I believe our actions were done specifically in response to a breach of the contract that we had, but that's my opinion. My request would be, since I am named prominently in the suit, if someone could contact me and tell me what my role is, if any, because I've been contacted by the media and different folks saying, why would you say this? And some are conjuring up that this could be a political ploy, the timing and all kinds of things. So I would appreciate some contact from the commission as to what my role is and what I can and cannot say.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
The document's available, right, Bob?
I mean, he can get a copy of the lawsuit. Matter of fact, I can make a copy for him. It hasn't been answered by us. There's been a motion to dismiss filed, and I think we're probably in the process of hiring a law firm to represent us on the lawsuit. But as to the particulars, we're not going to discuss in open session. But you're certainly welcome to a copy of the lawsuit. And, we're probably going to need to talk with you also, given that there are allegations. Well, anyway, I don't want to discuss it in open session.
We'll have Bob or the attorney contact you.
That's great, because I don't want to do anything that puts the county at any kind of risk. Thank you very much.
How do folks find that on without having to come to our office? Can't they go online and?
No, if you go to Missouri CaseNet, I doubt if they'll have the actual document online. They'll have that it was filed. If you wanted to, you could go over and get a copy of it, but you'd have to pay for the pages. But I have no problem with giving a copy of the lawsuit to the media and to Mr. Hirsch, and I don't want to get into the business of handing it out to everyone. I mean, it is available through the court.
And I'd appreciate a copy, but more important, I'd appreciate communication because I don't know what my role should be. And again, I don't want to say or do anything that creates any additional work for the county.
Appreciate your offer. When we get farther, that probably will happen, sounds like. FYI, for anybody that's not familiar, the lawsuit that Mr. Churchin brought up is on about Casey Road, which we did significant improvement to, and it has to do with the rock structure. We had to add rock to it, and that's what this issue is all about. I haven't even got a chance to see the article in the paper yet, but anyway, just for your information, that's what this is about. Okay, next.
Bob Shantz.
Bob.
Good morning.
Morning.
The main reason I'm here is, well, there's several reasons I'm here. East-West Carter and not taking care of old people and a lot of things, but East-West Carter, here's a little thing I come up with. What part of no don't you understand? The voters, they said no, but you guys think it's grand. You were voted in by the people. You should do what they say. The next time you ask for our vote, we will all say nay. Now, I think it's disgraceful that we voted, and Other countries, people vote and they throw the votes away. In Taney County, we vote. It's put in the paper. The people said no, but no, we're going to do something else. This is communism. It's Ahmadinejad. It's just, it's awful. And I know there's people going to say, no, they want the road. They voted against the tax. Well, if they voted against the tax, now this here. County hopes to connect cities. It's going to be $20 million. We have to add $5 million. Is that not coming from tax money? Did God give one of you gentlemen $5 million? I don't think so. It's tax money. But all the papers in the last few days, it's just awful. Stone County revenue sinking. I know it's Stone County. They're down 22%. We're down. I've got papers here showing that we're down. County sued for $400,000. It's just... Kanaka granted tax exempt status. We give them $38,000. We have no money. We're several million dollars short in the budget, $350,000 short for the payroll for road and bridge, 14 good employees laid off, but we're going to just spend money. And here's what really got me upset. The first snowstorm that we had, my car was on Hillman Drive for 12 days. I could not get out. I didn't call and say, would you please plow? I stayed there. I paid a guy $10 to take me to the store one day. But after 12 days, I got out. The second time it snowed, I went out with a broom. I don't want to shovel because shoveling is supposed to be bad for me. So I got a broom. I shoveled the way to the pigeons, to the chickens, to the deer, and I shoveled my car, and I felt sick. I came in the house, almost knocked the books over. I went into the shelf, went into the wall. I sat down for about a half an hour, and then I called up Mr. Strahan. I said, Commissioner, if I had a heart attack, ambulance can't get here. Who's going to come get me? One of you three gentlemen going to? He gave me a number to call. I called it and spoke to the girl at Road and Bridge. About 10 minutes later, Mr. Strahan called up and said, the truck is on the way. And 35 minutes from my first call, it was plowed. I didn't have a heart attack, thank God. I made it. But here's what's upsetting to me. The other day I called, after I seen the headline, County Hopes to Connect Cities and this East-West Corridor, we're spending millions of dollars for an East-West Corridor, and I can't get out of my street to go use the East-West Corridor. That don't make sense. That is just the most stupid thing. I think you ought to take care of the older, not only older, there's some 40-year people have heart trouble. I mean, I'm 72, going to be 73. There's somebody here in the audience knows the other day. They called me, and I reached over for the phone, and I called Jesus. It's just, I was in such great pain. This morning, I had a slight pain. I'm not in the best of shape, and you guys ought to take care of people who live on a steep road. You can't get out, and if I don't want to get out, that's fine, but an ambulance can't get to me. If my house burnt, I won't have a fire truck there. What really got me thinking the other day, after everybody gets everything done, here's my check, $2,480.38 that I paid Taney County. Now, I know this money does not cover road and bridge, but that comes from gasoline taxes. When I go to get gasoline, do they say, where do you live? Hillman Drive. Oh, you only have to pay 20 cents tax instead of 60 cents. No, they take all my money. Everybody's taking money, taking money, taking money. You give nothing in return, and it's the same thing like the old folks at the community center. They want to put this tax on for almost $500,000 to help 100 people. The newspaper article said there was 36,000 old people. There's not 30. It's only like 42 or 47,000 people in the whole Taney County. They want it for their little country club. We have to start thinking about people all over, and before you start the East-West Corridor, do something to take care of people who have medical problems. And if you need a list, I've got several friends who have medical problems right now. If this continues, I'm meeting with people. In fact, there it is. I'll be like Sarah Palin, Strophus, Pennell, Strahan, out. They don't want you. We need a state audit, and we need either a grand jury or some investigation. Things are not being done right here. How the money dwindles down to nothing, using rainy day funds for a rainy day. It's not for, well, here, let's just reach in here. Now, one of you guys ought to write a book and tell me how I can put a dollar in a hat and get $1 million 6 months from now. That's you'll sell a lot of copies, and I'll help you to sell them, but that's what you need to do. If you gentlemen don't do something about this East-West Corridor, I can tell you right now, I've met with several people. There will be a lawsuit stopping and suing all three of you. I don't want to do it, but it's ridiculous spending money on that when part of the property, I understand, is in foreclosure or the bank took it over. It's all screwed up. And you're going to put 80 businesses out of business or hurt them bad. Sunfest will be hurt. I thank God the day they came there, but all the people going to Kirbyville and whatever stopped at Sunfest, they're not going to stop there. What's going to happen to the store? Bingo. So you fellas have a lot of thinking to do, and I hope you do it so we don't have to sue you. Thank you.
Others? That it? Okay. Next, we're ready for CDBG, Ron or Joan, or both. Good morning.
Good morning. In August 2009, I had the pleasure of presenting to the commission, and the commission approved 5 projects for submission for Community Development Block Grant Disaster Supplemental Funding. That's a mouthful. Recently, through Senator Goodman's office, we found out that the county has been awarded $250,000 for the Boys Camp Road, for improvements to the Boys Camp Road. Yay, Commission. Yay, Taney County. Pleased to announce this. This is just the first round of funding, and we anticipate there will be a second round, and we're very hopeful that one of our 5 projects may be named in that second round. The Boys Camp Road has significant impact on Rockaway. It is the only access point to Arrowhead Estates, which houses 50 homes, and it is the only access point to the Rockaway Beach wastewater treatment facility. And this road has a low-lying area near Lake Taney Como that has experienced flooding numerous times over recent years. So we are extremely pleased to have this award, and I want to commend the commission, and I want to thank you because this was a great effort in teamwork. The timeline, as you are well aware, with stimulus funding is often, here's the deadline date, and by the way, it's tomorrow. And I'm being facetious here, but we worked together with grant writers and with engineering firms, and the commission was totally supportive, and I thank you, and I'm so pleased to announce this. Ron and I are. And Ron's going to share with you a bit about some other things that have been happening in our office.
Thank you, Joan.
Well, actually, I think Joan summed it up, other than for me to say that last week was really a busy week for our department and for Taney County. When you take into consideration the groundbreaking ceremonies that were had at the Kirbyville School for the sewer project of almost $1.5 million, and you couple that with the announcement of $250,000 for Boys Camp Road, which is a badly needed project within the county, as you all are aware, that road falls really on the western side of the Rockaway Beach area, and in times of flooding, which are fairly frequent, the road is underwater, and it's the only access point that we have to Arrowhead Estates and to the wastewater treatment facility of Rockaway Beach. If there happens to be problems with that wastewater treatment facility, there's no way to get to it. Or if the citizenry needs to get out, or if there's an emergency, there's absolutely no way to get out other than that road that comes up over the bluff. So it's really an important project, and we're really pleased that the Department of Economic Development has, in fact, approved that for Taney County. And as Joan said, just to reiterate, the fact is that we have a number of projects that are pending. I'll be meeting with the Department of Economic Development today to talk about those additional projects, which project that we may put in line to have awarded to Taney County in the second phase of funding. And I'll also be meeting with the Department of Natural Resources and one member of the Clean Water Commission this evening in hopes of promoting the projects that we have that are pending there in order to bring one more of those to the table. We really feel that
out of the 167 projects that we originally began pursuing, which were narrowed down really to about three dozen projects, that we have great opportunity for each and every one of those projects. And we will continue pursuing that dream, if you will, to find as many dollars possible to fund as many projects as we can within this county. Simply stated, that's really all I had. I think Joan made the major announcements.
Okay. Gentlemen. I want to say good job for both you guys. I mean, for those who don't work in the office and we get a word that we're going to have a time on a grant, it's papers start flying and Ron and Joan get on the phone, start making phone calls to get this thing happen. But good job, both you and Joan. Obviously, we wouldn't have had it without you guys. So,
I think one of the things that the public doesn't understand is when an announcement is made, we might have 2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. We might have 3 weeks to make sure that the project is lined, that the engineering that is required has been done or that we see that it gets done, that the preliminary proposals, that the applications that are required by whichever department it is that has allocated those funds are met, that the county commission is met with, that you all vote, and the signatures are received. This afternoon, you all will be approached by an engineer from HDR talking about a federal appropriation and securing your signature that we may chase federal funds for yet another project. Right. And I think that's scheduled for 3:15. So it's an ongoing process. Thank you, gentlemen, for your support.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next on our agenda is a letter of support. Don, for the Drug Court. Nice to see you.
Well, it's nice to see you. I'm Don Erickson, 698 Wallen Bluff, Branson. And I am assisting Department of Corrections personnel to write a grant application for Taney County Drug Court. This has been a very successful program with a completion rate of almost 80%. It's a 12-month program where the clients attend many meetings and go through a lot of clinical testing and are really asked to devote quite a bit of their time to staying clean and sober, and it's about 10 years old now, and it has really been very successful in Taney County.
Sounds good. We've got a copy here before us. Same thing we did last year.
Yes. Thank you.
Does it need to come in the form of a motion to? Because we've got three signatures there. So, I'll make the motion that we go ahead and approve this.
Letter of support.
Okay.
Second.
Questions or comments? Sounds good. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your work, Don. Okay. Anything else?
That's all we have on the agenda.
My pen just ran out. All right, we'll recess then until, I think, 9:45. Is that right? And we've got Bob Hicks. Thanks for being here.